A British judge has released the results of his 8-month investigation into illegal phone hacking and other misdeeds by British newspapers. His verdict? The industry needs a powerful new watchdog. But Judge Brian Leveson insisted that that does not mean government control over Britain's famously rambunctious tabloids. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Among those getting an advance look at Lord Justice Leveson's report today, the actor and hacking victim Hugh Grant and the parents of slain teenager Millie Dowler, whose phone was hacked by Rupert Murdoch's News of the World. Public revulsion at that revelation last year prompted Murdoch to close the tabloid and Prime Minister David Cameron to open this inquiry. Leveson said voluntary self-regulation of Britain's newspapers has failed. He called for an independent press watchdog with some legal powers to wield both carrots and sticks.
This is not and cannot reasonably or fairly be characterized as statutory regulation of the press.
Amend this statement to the House.
But inside Parliament, the same Conservative Prime Minister who commissioned the inquiry expressed misgivings about that central point.
I think it would be a dereliction of our duty in this House of Commons that has stood up for freedom and for free press year after year, century after century, to cross a Rubicon of legislating about the press without thinking about it very carefully first.
Leveson found there was no basis to rumours that Cameron had struck some kind of secret deal with the Murdoch Empire in exchange for its newspaper's support. But outside, masked protesters waved signs that said, "Can Cameron break free of the Murdoch Mafia?" And several phone hacking victims deplored what they saw as a prime ministerial U-turn. Jane Winter was one of several who met with Cameron recently, urging him to accept Leveson's recommendations.
His response was, "As long as it's not bonkers, I'll do that." Well, I saw the report this morning. It doesn't look bonkers to me. And I think he's gone back on his word, and I feel betrayed.
In Parliament today, Cameron's coalition partner, the Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg, openly split with the Prime Minister, calling for lawmakers to fast-track most, if not all, of Leveson's recommendations. The victims have suffered long enough, he said. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.